Welcome to a burning fire. Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I want us to study about our blessings. The word bless has several meanings in the Bible. Sometimes it refers to something God does for man's benefit. It can also refer to something that some good men can bestow upon some other men. The word can also mean praise. Psalm 103 verse 1, for instance, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." It also means giving thanks. In Matthew 26:26, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and brake it, and gave to the apostles, and said, Take, eat, this is my body." In a parallel passage, it says he gave thanks for it, the bread. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?" 1 Corinthians 11:24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So bless has a number of meanings, and it can refer to being thankful for our blessings. Blessedness can refer to a state of happiness created from within. In Matthew chapter 5, it begins with what we call the Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount. And those who are blessed are those who enjoy an inward peace which results from right thinking and right conduct and the right relationship to God, serving God and others. One of our greatest blessings, friend, is God's care and concern for us. Psalm 37, verse 25, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, we have a passage that emphasizes the providence of God for us. He takes care of the grass of the field and the birds of the heavens. He shall take care of us. In view of this, complaining about life is to reveal the need of a more Christ-like spirit. Now, this is said not to shame us as much as to provoke us to an attitude of gratitude. The old song says, "When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done." Afflictions can be a blessing. In James 1, 2 through 4, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." One of the surest cures for what we call the blues is to see problems that others have and compare them with the blessings of benefit that you have. Others' problems do not make your problems any less, but it helps us keep things in perspective. So many have a difficult life with tremendous hardships of various kinds. We will quickly overcome the depression that we might experience regarding our own difficulties when we busy ourselves in ministering to the sick, weeping with those that weep, rendering helpful service to those who are less fortunate than are we. And there are so many like that. The object of our praise and thanksgiving for our blessings, of course, is God. Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." And again in Psalm 107, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." James 1 and verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." Philippians 4 and verse 6, Be careful for nothing, in other words, be not anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Ancient Israel, in times of prosperity, would sometimes forget God. The cry of the prophets was that they had forgotten the Lord their God. And only when they were punished for their apostasy would they realize the source of their blessings. The only time some ever address God is when they're asking for something, but not to offer thanks for the blessings received. Blessings involve both receiving and giving. There is the need to share our blessings with others as well as receive blessings. The judgment scene of Matthew chapter 25 shows the Lord's pleasure toward those that rendered service to others in need. In 1 John chapter 3, But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? In Matthew 10 and verse 8, it speaks of the principle of receiving and giving blessings. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils freely. You have received, freely give. One blessing that we can bestow upon others, friend, is the blessing of a good example, and to live in such fashion as to be a source of encouragement. One has said, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. Well, this is somewhat the idea of Matthew 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that others may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Barnabas was the kind of person who blessed those around him because he was a good man, the son of consolation and exhortation, a man who gave encouragement to others. You know, we all can do that if we try. There are blessings that we receive that are conditional, and there are other blessings that we receive unconditionally. An unconditional blessing is ours regardless of what we do or what is our attitude toward God. We have life. We have the laws and benefits of nature, the rain, the sunshine, such things as that, by which we are blessed, whether we be good or whether we be evil. In Matthew 5, verse 45, For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. Yes, there are blessings that are unconditionally ours. But some blessings are conditional. All spiritual blessings which are in Christ are conditional, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. They can be ours, but only if we meet the conditions required to be in Christ. Such are the blessings of forgiveness of sins, and fellowship with God, the right of prayer, the hope of heaven. After citing several Christ-like qualities that we are to develop as Christians, Peter wrote, For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather brethren give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Notice the blessing is in Christ, and the blessings are if you do certain things. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now will you please notice the kind of blessings for which Jabez asked? He prayed to be kept from evil. Jesus taught us to pray, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Matthew 6 and verse 13. Our prayers should be akin to the words that we read in Proverbs chapter 30. Remove far from me vanity and lies, and give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Friend, we may not be blessed with as much as we would like to enjoy, And sometimes that's because we build barriers to our blessings. We pollute our minds with evil and cannot see the good. Being overly critical, fault-finding, selfish, indifferent, having a don't-care attitude, that can dominate our hearts, and we fail to see and appreciate our blessings. God has graced our world with wonders and scenes of beauty. There is much good in the world, even though at times it seems to be a scarcity, and the prevalence of evil seems to dominate the affairs of this world. But we must not let the scars of sin and human depravity prevent us from seeing and enjoying and rejoicing in the abundant blessings around us. Psalm 19, verse 1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." This is still our Father's world, and he will overrule to the benefit of his people. Our greatest blessings, of course, are spiritual in nature. We're grateful for family and for friends, for health, for the provisions of life, for life itself. Grateful for light and for truth. But Christ, the way of eternal salvation, the hope of glory, is man's greatest benefit. His life is an example for us to follow. His word is a guide on our journey toward heaven. His atoning blood is provided for the cleansing of our sin-stained souls, and is God's means of our redemption. What a glorious opportunity is ours to be a Christian. Herein we have a purpose for living, a goal to reach, knowing from whence we came and why we are here, knowing how to do while we are here, and knowing where we are going. His resurrection promises us that there is life after this, and we can be in heaven with God and with all the saved. Our nation has a season that we call Thanksgiving. Well, I'm glad that's characteristic of our land. Unfortunately, there seem to be fewer and fewer who give God the glory for the blessings that we have, but even turn their energies to the repudiation of God. But the Christian shows his gratitude the year round. The best way to say thank you, friend, is by living a righteous life, along with sincere words of thanks. We show our gratitude by being a blessing to others. God told Abraham, "Be thou a blessing." Dear friend, we can be a curse or a cure. We can be a hindrance or a help. We can be a problem or a provider of assistance. We prove ourselves by our serving. Matthew 23 and verse 11, "But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant." Our Lord Jesus demonstrated this before us, and we should follow in his steps. And surely, as we count our many blessings, as we name them one by one, as we see what God has done for us, we should give thanks unto him and strive to live in a manner that would glorify his name. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.